Israeli lobbyists, Miriam and Sheldon Adelson, have given Trump well over $100 million. And according to Trump, they have been his best customers.
You know, Miriam and Sheldon would come into the White House probably almost more than anybody outside of people that worked there. And they were always after. And as soon as I'd give them something, always for Israel. As soon as I'd give them something, they'd want something else. I'd say, give me a couple of weeks, will you please?
On the same week it was announced that the government just saved $1 billion, $1 billion was sent to Israel. And President Trump's first guest to the White House was Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, wanted by the ICC for an ongoing genocide.
Would Palestinians have the right to return to Gaza if they left while the rebuilding was happening?
It would be my hope that we could do something really nice, really good, where they wouldn't want to return. Why would they want to return? The place has been hell. It's been one of the meanest, one of the meanest, toughest places on earth. But you take certain areas and you build really good quality housing, like a beautiful town, like someplace where they can live and not die. Because Gaza is a guarantee that they're going to end up dying. The same thing's going to happen again.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site, level the site and get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out, create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people of the area.
You're talking tonight about the United States taking over a sovereign territory. What authority would allow you to do that? Are you talking about a permanent occupation there?
I do see a long-term ownership position, and I see it bringing great stability to that part of the Middle East and maybe the entire Middle East. And everybody I've spoken to, this was not a decision made lightly. Everybody I've spoken to loves the idea of the United States owning that piece of land.
When the president talks about cleaning it out, he talks about making it habitable. And this is a long-range plan. They've dug tunnels underneath there that have basically degraded the stone that you make that would form foundations. We have to examine that. You do it with borings. You do it with subterranean surveys.
How long could that take?
And this guy knows real estate.
It's years on top of years. The disposal effort on in Gaza is, we estimate, 3 to 5 years just to dispose of all the things before you can look down beneath the surface of the soil, and then before you get a master plan done. And the president is intent on getting it all done correctly. So to me, it is unfair to have explained to Palestinians that they might be back in 5 years. That's just preposterous.
And he's just taking a common sense approach.
I feel very differently about Gaza than a lot of people. I think they should get a good, fresh, beautiful piece of land, and we get some people to put up the money to build it and make it nice and make it habitable and enjoyable and make it a home.
They don't want to leave, though. Palestinians say they don't want to leave.
I don't know how they could want to stay. It's a demolition site. I envision world people living there, the world's people. I think you'll make that into an international, unbelievable place. I think the potential in the Gaza Strip is unbelievable. And I don't want to be cute. I don't want to be a wise guy, but the Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something that could be so bad. This could be so magnificent. It's a small country in terms of land. See this pen, this wonderful pen? My desk is the Middle East. And this pen, the top of the pen, that's Israel. That's not good, right? You know? That's a pretty big difference. I use that as an analogy. It's pretty accurate, actually.
I've said this before. I'll say it again. You are the greatest friend Israel has ever had in the White House.
Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.